Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a couple of ideas you might be able to use. I noticed no effort is ever put towards raising revenue. You always look for cutting back, but there's no new ideas to raise money that are basically painless. And I'll give you a couple. First of all, criminal activity, the felons, whomever they may be, when they're busted in the city, any city, you should basically seize all their assets. Don't just, send them to jail broke, in other words. That's one idea. And the other idea is maybe Keene should consider like a local lottery, just town-wide lottery to raise revenue. In other words, look for ideas to raise money that are basically painless. Don't look for ways to just continually cut. But, of course, cut spending, too, yeah.
I'm going to defer to John and also to Martha, but because New Hampshire is not a home rule state, I don't believe that we can do either of those things.
That's correct, Cynthia. We only have that authority which the state gives us. Anything else, if it's not there, if they haven't spoken of it, we don't have the authority. So which means that we're not a home rule community. We basically derive all of our authority from the legislature, and they must enact that authority so it's very clear what we can do and what we can't do. When it comes to revenue sources, very limited. And but I would say this, that the idea of seizing the assets of criminals or for people who have been are being sent to jail, I think that would be a pretty tough thing. There are usually families behind people, and even though and usually there's not a lot there, and most likely they're already on some type of support from the community and assistance anyway, particularly relatives and what have you. And so there's really not a lot necessarily there to seize.
Now, there will be money coming in already has been a little money seen from the stimulus package that the president has proposed.
Yes, we've actually been very fortunate there, and perhaps I should let my friend here talk a little bit about our successes.
Let's take one phone call, and we'll go back to that. Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning, guys. It's Ian from FreeKeene.com. How are you this morning?
We're fine, thank you.
Excellent. Was just disturbed by that last caller suggesting that anybody who's arrested for a felony should have all of their assets stolen from them. And that way, when they get out of jail, they have nothing. Does he think that that's going to do something to reduce crime? I mean, if you take away everything that a man has, he has nothing left to lose at that point. And he might be a little bit depressed by that fact, maybe a little angry as a result of that. I think that's one of the most dangerous ideas I've heard in a long time. And I think that if you guys are going to be listening to people, you should listen to the people that are suggesting you have some compassion for your fellow man instead of seizing all of their assets.
We can't seize their assets anyway. So.
No, and I think those are my comments, Ian. I think I was basically saying it would be that's something that could have a whole host of unintended consequences.
Absolutely. I mean, even if you could do it, I would hope that wouldn't even be on the table.
No, I don't think it's on the table. But we're responding to everybody that calls in, and we appreciate the fact that people have ideas.
If anything, those peaceful men in that that jail out in Westmoreland should be released. It's costing $80 a day to keep every single one of those guys in there, and a lot of them are peaceful individuals who did not harm another person, and if they did harm somebody else, I think they'd be better off paying restitution than sitting and rotting in a jail cell. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. 357-1290 is our number this morning. Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
And at this point, this is not the city of Keene's problem, who's in that jail. It's the county.
Right.
Okay? Can we get back to John?
Yes, we can.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
I will be moving to Keene next week, and I'll be there as of next Saturday, and I wanted you to be let you know that you are my inspiration for moving to Keene. I want to make things better up there. You guys got freedom and stuff, but not enough of them, but I'm there to bring a little bit more. And thank you very much, Cynthia.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, well, thank you very much.